Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola Kiwanis President Susan Glick about their pancake breakfast fundraiser in September. Indianola Kiwanis had a pancake breakfast just not too while ago, but I got a chance to go. It looked very delicious on that day. Talk about the pancake breakfast.
Well, we did. We had it on September 18th here in Indianola at the American Legion Hall, and it was a good weather day. It wasn't terribly hot like some years has been, and so started off at 6:30 in the morning, and we get a little slow start, and but we had pancakes ready and coffee anyway at that hour, because we have some people that do come before they go to work, and had kind of steady attendance. There were some ups and lulls, you know, once in a while, and we had about half the attendance of what we usually have. And the funny thing was, we offered takeout or we offered drive-through, and we hardly had any of that. I mean, you're talking about less than 10 or around 10 altogether on that. So that surprised us.
Well, people, I think, wanted to come in and attend the breakfast.
Yeah.
Was the big thing. What was it like being back at it for the pancake breakfast? I know a lot of things got canceled in 2020, and we talked before about how excited you were to bring it back.
Yes.
But now that it's over, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think people were looking forward to it. When we were out contacting our businesses and people that we sold tickets to, they were like ready for it. You know, they wanted to, good, it's back. You know, they missed it, you know. And so for us, it was good to get geared up for it again. It's something we've done for like, 54 years, I guess. I haven't all that time, but, you know, it was just something to get back in the groove of doing, and everybody, I think, was looking forward to it.
Well, absolutely. Talk about it from a fundraising aspect. I know the funds from this go to fund a lot of very important things and a lot of things that support local students and kids that Kiwanis does.
Yeah, this is our signature fundraiser, so by far this raises the most money to go toward our projects, and a lot of them do involve kids at the school, clubs at the school, or sending kids to leadership camps, or we support Backpacks for Hunger and Indianola Hope Foundation and other things, other organizations in the community that serve kids also. We help support toward that after school program. Just there's about 20, 25 projects on our list that tended toward kids mainly.
Well, perfect. And I know that, you know, along with this pancake breakfast, there are going to be other opportunities for fundraising in the future, because like you mentioned, a lot of those programs, they're not free and they do go towards a great cause. Talk about some of the other ways that Kiwanis might raise money in the future, or at least ways that people can help out.
Yeah. Well, last year during COVID, we did have we partnered with Hy-Vee for a drive-through donut morning. And then, you know, with the orders were online, and then we had one morning at, you know, where we were there and handed out donuts, and we did deliver some of them too. And then we also have had a soup supper in the spring. And so we'll look at that again too and see if that would work out to do.
Well, I know you're always ready to take new members for Kiwanis, you know, ways people can help out. I know you don't always have to be a full member, but you can at least join in and go in and do a lot of the things and help towards those causes. So how should people, at least if they wanted to join Kiwanis or are interested in joining Kiwanis, how can they learn more and who should they talk to?
Okay, well, the best way for them would be to contact me. I'm Susan Glick, and I'm the president of Kiwanis. And because we don't have a building or a you know, firm meeting place that way, and we've had to move around somewhat this last year. And so just call me. My home phone is in the book. It's 961-3081. And I do have a cell phone that you could text. It's 515-442-6804. And I could share information with you or invite you to a meeting if you think you just want to come and kind of see what we're like and what the group's like. We had some volunteers come and help with the Pancake Day who aren't members, just to kind of get a feel for doing the fundraiser with us.
All right. Well, one final time, what was it like being able to do the pancake breakfast again? I know 54 years, not being able to do it in 2020 must have felt pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. And our coffers were pretty low. And so we really needed to have it. And it was something we're used to doing. So we kind of have a routine about it for who people sell tickets to and what jobs they like to do at the pancake breakfast. So that all seemed to fall in place pretty good for us after being off a year.
Thanks to Susan Glick for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.